This year's Restoration Funstival takes place at St. Joseph's Church in downtown Albany, September 7th through the 9th, and is poised to be one of the best yet. St. Joseph's was dedicated in 1860, held its last service in 1993, and in 2003, ownership was transferred to the historic Albany Foundation. This year's festival will feature performances by national and regional acts like Sharon Van Etten, Mount Airy, The Womb, Willie Mason, Swamp Baby, Barons in the Attic, and many others. Here to tell us more are Alex Murrow and Louis Apicello, members of the Benson Recording Collective, members of Sergeant Dunbar and the Hobo Band, and co-directors of the Restoration Festival. We're also joined by Troy Pohl, of the singer, guitarist for much-loved regional band The Kamikaze Hearts. The band stopped playing together a while ago, but they're playing a special reunion show at this year's Rest Fest. Alex, Louis, Troy, I want to thank you very much for coming in. Great to
Thanks
have
for
you
having us. Thank you for having us.
Did I get everything right?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Surprisingly, I got everything right.
There you go.
Let us begin with you, Alex, of how this whole thing came to be.
This started 3 years ago. Like you said, this is the third year, and we decided that, you know, as the Benson Collective, we had done some really fun, exciting things. We had put together a whole stage for Larkfest, and we wanted to do something bigger than we had ever done before. We kind of wanted to continue to push the envelope and see what we could pull off. And that resulted in the first year of the Restoration Festival at St. Joe's. And it was all local bands, and it was a great success, and we were able to donate a bunch of money to the Historic Albany Foundation to help with the restoration of the church, and it's sort of gone from there.
So, Louis, how do you make it bigger and better?
You make it bigger and better by making the festival longer, getting larger bands that from the national stage, so there's more attention to come down to Albany, more people involved. I think we have our volunteer staff has increased to over 50 or 75 this year, so it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. The more news you get out there, and the more people you get involved.
What is it about? I mean, is it the scene? Is it the music scene in Albany? Is it the venue itself? What pulls it all together that makes people makes artists and the audience interested?
Albany does have a great music scene, and they have some really great fans. They're really interested in new music, really interested in and supportive of the local acts. In addition to that, St. Joe's is just a crown in the skyline of Albany, and being able to do anything inside that church, not only for its visual ambience, but also the sonic qualities that it gives, is something really special. And every time people get in there, they just get awestruck, and it's something that we really are thankful that we can work in.
That was a very eloquent answer.
Oh, I thank you.
Very, very, very good.
Nice. I didn't plan that.
I don't know.
Top that.
There's an index card with all that, right?
I got the computer monitor here. I've been typing it out.
Right there.
Very good, man. Yeah. Troy, I mean, do you playing in this region for a long time? Do you agree with that about the? About this this town and its music fans?
I think so. I mean, you know, I've been sort of out of it for a while in terms of playing shows.
Yeah.
But definitely I think it's the area has a pretty good history of all that. And you know, it's really interesting, and it's you know, a lot of people from this area are sort of making it kind of bigger right now, which is a nice thing to see. Which is you know, with Sean Rowe and Rao and Fantagram and people like that. So
it's exciting.
Yeah, definitely exciting. Yeah.
So, a lot of momentum.
So, at what point in the conversation and the planning for this festival or funstival do you get the call of saying, you know, this would be a cool idea to have the Kamikaze Hearts?
It was, a few months ago. I guess it was probably in March or so.
Yeah, I think it was in March around there.
I think it was our first big play.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it sort of happened just right at the right time for all of us in the band. We'd stopped playing together for about 5 years. And, you know, somebody wrote some kind of retrospective in some blog last year, and it got us sort of all talking about, you know, well, you know, maybe we should play one more show to sort of, you know, see how it goes and things like that. And it just, I think we put it out there that maybe we'd be interested in doing that. And then Alex gave me a call and we worked it all out.
Yeah.
We're really happy that we did.
Yeah, me too. I'm really, really excited. I only got to catch the Kamikaze Hearts one time sort of as I was coming into Albany and they were ending their you know.
Their reign.
Their reign, ending their reign. And, you know, it was, you know, they were definitely a band that inspired us to go and say, hey, if we try really hard, you know, we can accomplish big things as a local band from Albany, so. It's really exciting to see them coming back and get to really appreciate all their songs, you know, for a night.
Yeah. So what has it been like getting ready for this particular?
It's been great. When we first started getting back together, we started practicing in Gavin's attic and, you know, just trying to relearn these songs. And we started practicing about 50 songs because we just knew that if we played this one show, we would have to play stuff from our entire career. And because if people came to see us, they'd be disappointed if they didn't hear their favorite song. So we've narrowed it down now to 30 songs, which we'll be playing at the show, which is still only about an hour and a half. So it's pretty quick. But at first, it was kind of hard. We couldn't remember certain lyrics, things like that. But it all came back, you know, pretty quickly, I guess.
Is there a thought in your mind of okay, okay, we'll see how this goes, but is there still an open-ended or you don't want to do it again?
I think it's open-ended. I think that, you know, we never even really broke up. We just sort of stopped playing. I think this will be an exciting thing, and I imagine. Well, we're putting out our new record for this show, which is a live record. And so we'll put that out and see how that goes. And we also have a bunch of songs that never got recorded at all that maybe we'll make another record or something to that effect. Live shows, I don't think a full touring schedule of the Kamikaze Hearts is in the cards, really. but, you know, maybe some other shows could happen.
Well, 5 years changes a lot, right? I mean, life changes at that point.
Everybody's married, except for me, and everyone has kids. Well, not everybody. A lot of kids, you know, and...
it changes things.
It just changes, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And so when you put the whole festival together, Alex, and you look at it as a whole, what does an audience member get out of the experience?
Well, I mean, I think they get to see a lot of really special performances, you know, this year. We're really excited about both our headlining bands on Saturday. Both Mount Erie and Sharon Van Etten are some of our, you know, my favorite bands going right now. So we're really excited to have them. You also get a performance by Willie Mason on Sunday, who, you know, has toured with Radiohead and has done some really big things. And it's going to be one of his... only U.S. dates this fall. He's going to be all over the rest of the world, so we're really excited about that. Of course, the Kamikaze Hearts. But beyond that, you know, all of the local bands and just being in the church for that experience, you know, there's for the previous 2 years, the thing that we really love about the festival is the feeling of community that people get being there, and there's just sort of buzzes, and there's there's been an amazing energy, and I really think that that's going to happen again this year, and it's an experience in totality.
I also want to throw in that some of the local bands have promised that they're doing special sets just for Restfest. I know that Swamp Baby's plan is something very special, and Barons in the Attic, I think, are got something up their sleeve. Even Dunbar's dusting off some really, really old songs that we haven't touched in years. So you get something that you haven't seen before, even from the local bands that a lot of people are already there to support.
When a band comes to you and says, I got something up my sleeve, as co-directors, do you say, I want to know what that is, or do you say, I'll just trust you?
I would say for the most part, it's a trust issue.
Yeah, yeah. Run with it. That's yeah,
that was the whole thing, you know.
What could go wrong?
Exactly, yeah.
how bad could it be? so you've been doing this for how many years did we say? Three?
This is the third year.
Third year. So what did you learn from the first two that helped you in putting together this one?
Well, we definitely learned
how to run a festival.
How to run a festival. That was a big thing. But also, you know, how to deal with national acts. As Alex mentioned, we didn't have any national acts the first year. The second year, it was a big learning process dealing with that. A lot of the logistics and taking care of the small things is kind of second nature now. Learned how to delegate. We have coordinators for every area of the festival, and they do a great job of right. bringing everything together. We also learned how you can execute a festival in the middle of a hurricane, because we pulled that off last year.
That's right, yeah. And once you know how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we pushed it back to get us out of hurricane season this year.
good luck.
Yeah.
This year's Restoration Funstival takes place at St. Joe's Church on Tenbrook Street in Albany, New York, September 7th through the 9th. To learn more, you can visit restfest.net. Alex, Lewis, and Troy, I thank you very much for being here. I wish you all the luck in the world for next weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Enjoy. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.